This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. Sunday edition of the show. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And our Discord call-in lines are over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And, actually, I was just reminded that we're going to have a special guest joining us here at some point here tonight. It may be sooner than I thought that it was going to be, and we're expecting to see Lynn Ulbricht joining us.
That's right.
I'd forgotten to have Skype open because we normally don't take Skype calls, but if we've got a special guest, we will open up the Skype. So, and I just saw that someone by that name joined our Discord server, so I'm guessing that might mean that she's ready to go on with us here. So we'll get to that coming up here. It's Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio tonight. Coming up, Harvard researchers have advice for how to make small talk with people, or maybe talk with people in a way that isn't as small as what you've been used to in the past. And this story looks really interesting. Richie, you brought that in tonight. Plus, in Venezuela, the power is out, and it has been out for a lot of people there, apparently for the last 4 days straight. Venezuela's government is blaming the United States for this, and we can get into that story. Plus, Mark, you wanted to discuss these British billionaires who apparently are calling it quits on the United Kingdom.
That's right. They're you know, backing out and saying enough is enough.
So tell me more about that.
Yeah. So from Yahoo News, nearly a third of Britain's billionaires have either moved or are relocating to tax havens, where some have broken UK law by bankrolling political parties. A major investigation said on Thursday, the Times newspaper published a series of reports detailing allegations of Britain's ultra-rich hiding billions of pounds from the UK Treasury in taxes over the past decade.
Good for them.
My, first thing is that somehow we don't mind thinking of our money as our money. But other people's money is the government's money. Like, you're not hiding money from the government. It's none of the government's damn business in the first place how much money you've got and where you've got it. Just remember, you've been inculcated with this notion your whole life that it's okay for them to, you know, track down bank accounts. And if you look at FATCA, it's almost impossible for an American to have a bank account in another country. So difficult that many countries and many banks just say, sorry, we don't do business with Americans. Now, this is obviously talking about Britain, but it shows a few things. First, if you make it difficult enough on billionaires, they will leave. Right.
Yeah, that's true across the board.
Because they can afford to.
Yeah, because they can afford to.
Right.
And when you read the article, my first thought was only a third of them. Like, where's the other two thirds, and why aren't they leaving as well?
Well,
they can afford to as well.
A lot of people, for one, when it comes to Great Britain, you don't have to pay taxes on money you make while outside of Great Britain.
Okay.
So they could potentially just go outside, make their money, then return.
Mm-hmm.
If they return it to Great Britain, then they have to pay taxes on it. But if they keep it in offshore accounts, then it doesn't matter as much. So there are ways to do this without giving up citizenship or relocating or those sorts of things.
Okay.
Going on. We must stop tax evasion so that the wealthiest pay their fair share, says Margaret Hodge, a leading lawmaker in the main opposition Labour Party, who co-sponsored the tax haven measure. She tweeted in response.
Can
to
we
the
just
Times
talk
report.
For a moment about the idea of a fair share?
If that comes up again, like, what's the fair share, really? That's the question that never gets answered.
Right.
Whatever they say it is.
Yes.
Right. Whatever the fair share is, whatever the government says it is, which is obviously, here we have the history's most inefficient organizational model. Mm-hmm. The most inefficient, right?
By design.
The only way you could make this more efficient is having a bunch of deaf and blind people put it together. Not to say that deaf and blind people are bad, but they're just, you know, going to have a difficult time with communication, yeah, is all I'm saying. And
they still communicate better.
That maybe. It could very well be. I don't know, but it's a mess. And it can't. It's not going to be good because they don't have the right incentives in the first place. So, you know, it's clearly not going to work. And the idea that you owe a fair share to this organization is nuts. What is the fair share? Shouldn't we all pay the same? Wouldn't that be fair? You know, why is it that
you mean the same amount or the same percentage?
The same amount, the same percentage, the same whatever. I don't know.
Well, there's a big difference there.
Any one of these things would still be more fair than what you've got, where, you know, those who have much more, they take much more.
The fair share is I want something done. I can't do it myself. Those people have the money, so let's go get their money to accomplish my goals.
If somebody can't do it, I'm willing to talk. Okay. If somebody won't do it, I don't have any use for them. You know?
If they won't do what?
Whatever it is. You know, the Bernie rally was down the road today for...
Here in Keene.
Yeah, here in Keene, and at like 3 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. And it was a room full of people, able-bodied people, who took time out to go listen to a guy talk about getting them free stuff. He didn't actually give them any free stuff, except maybe...
The rally might have been free.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, a sign that says Bernie. Mm-hmm. He asked for money, though.
Oh, I'm
sure
he did.
So, not a free rally.
Yeah.
Because didn't someone say that he wants the government to pay for elections?
Yes, he wants the government.
Yeah, there was
to pay
one guy at our social meetup who actually went to watch the thing.
So even that, right? He can't fund his own campaign. Probably couldn't get enough from
He can, but he's calling for government-funded elections because it gives the government more control.
Right.
Because then if the government's giving you the money, as though the elections aren't controlled enough, they certainly are. There's all kinds of campaign finance rules and things like that. Sure. But this would give them even more control over elections because the idea would generally be that if the government were funding the campaigns, then private people couldn't fund. So it wouldn't be the funding. I don't think. I didn't watch the speech, so I don't want to put words in his mouth. But my understanding of the proposal tends to be that if we have the government fund campaigns, that would eliminate private donations. So it would all be funded by the taxpayers, and then no one would be able to actually give money directly to a campaign.
But there would be a bunch of people who, you know, took the money, ran for president, took the money, and then did whatever they did with the money. I mean, it'd be better if they just couldn't fundraise at all. What do you need money for to run a presidential campaign?
Advertising.
The media should be chasing you down, right? I mean, if you have really great ideas...
You would think.
You're saying you would get free advertising if you were a great candidate, is what you mean?
Bernie's getting free advertising right now.
That would probably be part of the package, right? If the government is funding the elections, like how could one person advertise more than the other? They would call that unfair. And
sure.
They got to make up the difference. He's getting more exposure.
I've had all the political advertising I need in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen every political ad I need to see. Bernie Sanders tortures rabbits.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders likes torturing rabbits. Like, it's so awful, vapid, inane crap that, I mean, I don't know, maybe that proposal, maybe Bernie Sanders' proposal that, you know, everybody gets a set amount is a better idea than what we have. I have no idea.
No.
But I wouldn't propose, there's no good way to do this. The best way is to just disallow advertising better than anything.
I effectively cut the cable some years ago.
Cable television.
Yeah. And so I don't see those ads. Mm-hmm. But at one point in time,
they play them online. I've heard.
Yeah, I don't
like
want,
on YouTube
I,
or whatever.
I would not seek them out.
Yeah, me neither. But you know, sometimes
I see ads on YouTube.
See them.
Lots of them.
But I came across them when I was spending time with my grandparents as they were getting
watching
TV.
They were watching TV.
I was hanging out with them. They were watching TV, and I swear I couldn't tell the difference between the Republican and the Democrat ad. Like every ad had the same message, sounded the same to me.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, I'm like, man, I'm so glad that I avoid this in my normal life. And
yeah, absolutely.
I don't need to see any more of that.
They're just despicable. But, Mark, the answer isn't to have centralized control over elections, to disallow advertising or anything like that.
They already have centralized control over elections.
Right, but the answer is not to centralize it further and give the government even more control over it. The fact is money isn't going to get out of politics, even if the government is in charge of it completely. Money is never going to get out of politics because
I long for the day that a man like me can run for president and not have to fundraise.
that I'm running to.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If we're going to have elections and governments, then people should be able to contribute to the people they support, I think. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We got more coming up here on, and your calls and thoughts are also welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. ForkFest 2019 is just around the corner. Somewhat. It's 3 months away, but that's going to be here before you know it. It's the week before summertime, basically, right before the official start of summer. It is the 5 days prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is a decentralized camping festival for libertarian types in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. This year, it'll be June 13th through the 18th. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about that. Somebody in the ForkFest Telegram chat room yesterday was a little confused about what ForkFest was all about, asking if there was an organization behind ForkFest. He said, there's somebody in charge, right? And I said, no, actually, that's kind of the whole point of ForkFest, is that there's no one in charge except for everybody who's in charge, meaning that everyone who attends the event is in charge of themselves, and that's it. So you get to decide what you do. You just want to come hang out in a campground with some other liberty-minded folks? Cool. You can do that.
It's a lot of fun.
You want to come and create something for those people who are hanging out to do, like, you know, throw a dance party, have a poker game, have a speaker series or whatever?
Sell burgers.
Sell burgers. Have a musical event. You can do that.
Outdo that other festival?
Well, I don't know if it'll outdo the other festival, but because the other festival, and by the way, apparently Porkfest, which is the other one, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the one that follows Forkfest, it's actually in its 16th year. I've been saying it was its 15th year, so I was corrected about that. It's going to be its 16th, and it's actually its 17th if you count the very first thing they did before Porkfest.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, it was called something different, but it was at the same campground. A long time ago. So go to forkfest.party if you want to learn more about that. That's forkfest.party. As we have Lynn Ulbricht with us here from Arizona. Hello, Lynn.
Hey there.
Hey, welcome back to Free Talk Live. I'm sorry we didn't get to interview you at Anarchapulco. You had fallen ill, as some of us did when we were down there.
You too, huh?
Yeah, I didn't lose my voice, but it was not fun for a couple of days there for me in Mexico. But it was great seeing you down there. You were down there, of course, on behalf of your son, Ross Ulbricht, who some of our listeners may not know the name.
Sure.
Can you somehow encapsulate who Ross Ulbricht, who your son is, why, you know, we're talking about him in as short of a time as possible so you can bring our new listeners up to speed tonight?
Yeah, well, Ross is the defendant in the Silk Road case, and he is now serving, I just came from the prison, a double life plus 40-year sentence without the possibility of parole for essentially a website he created that allowed people to buy and sell many things, including drugs, which was overwhelmingly small amounts of cannabis, and excluding, not allowing, things that created a victim and were not voluntary. So drugs were considered a free choice and were allowed, and because of that, he's serving right now in his sixth year of a double life sentence plus 40 years.
Some have speculated that his sentence may end up even being worse than El Chapo, who is this sort of infamous killer, drug kingpin from Mexico, who was recently convicted at trial and has yet to be sentenced. But it wouldn't surprise me if they end up sentencing him less than Ross.
Well, it's hard to do worse. But, to be fair, El Chapo didn't provide the first proof of concept of Bitcoin, and that was the real crime. So, he's not as dangerous.
Yeah, that's a great point. I forget who it was that said it. I think I heard it said at the Texas Bitcoin Conference when you were speaking there at the very end of last year's Texas Bitcoin Conference, that somebody had said that Ross is probably the second most important person to Bitcoin besides Satoshi Nakamoto, because the Silk Road was, as you point out, the proof of concept, the proof that this is a useful thing, that Bitcoin is a useful currency and that people are using it for real products and services in reality. And that was the first time that really ever happened in a meaningful way, not just somebody buying a couple pizzas online.
I could see that case. My buddy used the Silk Road for a number of different things, and it was the struggle to get the Bitcoin at that time. Like, mm-hmm. Silk Road was the easy part,
It was getting the Bitcoin.
It was getting the Bitcoin at that early stage.
Yeah, there's so much that we can say about Ross and you know the contribution that he ultimately has made to freedom in general, the freedom of to sell the things that you want and buy the things you want online. Because even though they shut down the Silk Road, of course, many imitators have cropped up since then, some more honest than others, but they have continued and have grown, and the underground darknet marketplaces are in no way, shape, or form close to being over. The feds have not shut them all down.
Right. The handing out of two life sentences did nothing. Nothing.
Right. And further sentences of the other people involved in these other sites have been nothing like what happened to Ross.
Yeah, the biggest drug seller on Silk Road got 10 years.
Right. Well, even the people are
drugs.
Even the other people running the other sites, Blake Benthal, who was running Silk Road 2, doesn't appear to have been sentenced to anything. I don't know what happened with that guy.
He was out after 13 days.
Wow.
My speculation, he had something on somebody at some high level that they just said let him out. I don't know because he was never prosecuted. It was just 13 days and he disappeared.
That's probably similar with El Chapo as well. He, a guy with that much power in that industry probably has something on someone somewhere.
That could be the case, but, I mean, if you compare Ross Ulbricht's charge of two life sentences plus 40 years for running a website, more or less. Now, some people will say that there was a murder-for-hire thing going on, but that was
not a charge. It was never part of the trial.
Never charged, never convicted.
No. Right. Dismissed with prejudice.
Correct.
It's, you know, a judge decided it was a lie. Let's not forget that there's two corrupt government agents which had access to the website that could have done any of the things that they claimed.
Well, two that got caught. There were probably some more.
That's right. I think there was at least one more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
two that are in prison right now.
Right. Dread Pirate Roberts, whom they claim Ross Ulbricht was, logged into the website while Ross Ulbricht was in prison.
Clearly someone else had access.
All these things. But if you just presume that everything that they say about the charges is correct, he ran this website and all that other stuff, it still doesn't make sense, the sentence.
No. It's a violation of the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment, not to be allowed. I mean, it's so out of proportion to what drug dealers get, or it's insane, but it's political. They're making an example out of him and trying to deter people, I guess, or get their trophy or whatever. And Chuck Schumer was calling for the takedown of Bitcoin and Silk Road, and of course it didn't work in anyway. But they like to have a trophy. That's their target and their goal.
Now, your goal right now, obviously, is to get Ross out of prison as soon as possible. Unfortunately, all the appeals routes that were tried were exhausted without success, even though arguably they were good appeals based on, one of them, if I recall, was the fact that the evidence was tainted by the fact that there were at least two corrupt agents who pled guilty, mind you, to their corruption charges that were involved in trying to steal money and et cetera, et cetera. You can stick with us, I take it. Lynn, right, to continue the conversation. Lynn Ulbricht is here with us. We'll continue. We'll talk about the petition to try to get Trump to pardon Ross, or at the very least maybe commute his sentence, get him out. So that's coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Visit freeross.org. More on the way.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ethiopia's House of People's Representatives has declared Monday a national day of mourning for all 157 victims of an Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed shortly after takeoff from Addis Ababa Airport. The BBC's Larry Madowo says they were headed for Nairobi.
There is this United Nations Environment Conference opening Nairobi tomorrow, and later this week, the One Planet Summit that will be attended by, among others, French President Emmanuel Macron. So there's a lot of people coming into the city at this point, and that explains why the scale of this tragedy is so international. We're talking about people from places like 18 in Canada, 32 Kenyans, 9 Ethiopians, people from Togo and Slovakia and Sweden and France and Italy.
There's still no apparent cause of the crash. People are raising questions about the safety of the Boeing 737 MAX 8. The same model also crashed in Indonesia in October. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us here if you want. In fact, if you've got a question for Lynn Ulbricht, she is graciously here with us, getting an update from her on what's going on with the efforts to get her son, Ross, out of prison. And the last-ditch chance here is to go to Trump and hope that he can be persuaded to do the right thing and let Ross out. All of the man did was run a website, and he's been sentenced to 2 life sentences plus 40 years. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Go to freeross.org. You can learn more about Ross and his story there. In fact, there's a great documentary series called Railroaded that was released in, I think it was 6 parts, that is viewable through the website. There's a banner right there at the top says, reader, watch now, Railroaded, the targeting and caging of Ross Ulbricht. If you're coming into this conversation and you're brand new and you don't know anything about Ross, then spend a couple hours, you know, digging into this, because it is a, you know, from the federal government side, a dirty, dirty prosecution. It was just a scam from top to bottom. Railroaded is absolutely the right term. And Lynn is back with us here online. Lynn, thanks for coming on with us here tonight.
Always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Yeah. And so you were down at Acapulco. I hear you're probably going to be going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this summer. Is that right?
Yep, I am.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So folks who have not yet had a chance to see you speak, will be able to do that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And we'll be talking with the organizer of that, Roger Paxton, probably within the next couple of months at some point. He said he would be willing to come on, but he wants to nail down a keynote speaker first that he can promote while he's here. But you're going to be there, and you become a mainstay at that event and coming up to New Hampshire and talking to folks up here, because Ross was a big fan of libertarianism, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Ross is all about freedom. I mean, you know, he did not create Silk Road to become a drug kingpin by any means.
Right.
It was about giving people a place to experience a true free market in privacy. And he also saw the potential for financial freedom with Bitcoin. And he was a Ron Paul supporter in 2008 and, you know, and 12, and he's always been all about liberty and freedom. Every time I go up to Porkfest and up to New Hampshire, I always feel so conflicted because I'm happy to be there, but I just know he would love it so much, and and all you guys, and it's just very bittersweet for me.
Because
that's who he is. He totally would, you'd all like him, he'd like you, you'd all, you know, have a real rapport because you all have the same point of view.
Yeah,
I got a chance to talk to Ross, actually.
Yeah, you did. Well,
Mexico,
he didn't ask
right?
too.
Yeah,
both of you have, actually.
That's true.
Yeah, but you did. He called me while I was staying at Mark's house in Mexico. So, Mark, that was great.
Just briefly said hi. I didn't want to take up any time. He could talk to his mom.
Absolutely. So, Lynn, what's the latest? I think you have hit over, 130,000 signatures?
We're over 140 now.
140,000.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's growing steadily. And this petition, and people say, well, what's the point? You know, and I'm like, well, yes, it's no guarantee, but it is a PR tool. And my goal is 500,000. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be able to go to the president or someone who can show the president that there's 500,000 people who think this sentence is wrong by any measure.
Yeah.
And that it needs to be commuted. That's the right thing to do. And actually something that Mark and I talked a lot about when we were down there is that it's the politically advantageous thing for Trump to do. And I'm working on finishing up a document listing all the reasons why it would actually help Trump win.
If he did this before 2020.
Yes.
Yeah, let me make that point, if I may. If people think for a second, you know, people vote for, usually, most voters vote for a single issue, right? So how many people are going to rescind their vote for Donald Trump based on the fact that he gave a pardon to, Ross Ulbricht?
Very few.
Yeah, it seems unlikely that somebody's like, that's it, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, the people that hate him, hate him. The people
it probably
like him,
wouldn't
him.
Get that much coverage.
Right.
Exactly. I don't think they wouldn't even know who, most of them would even, care or,
So, for those, but how many people, if Donald Trump, I'm not sure that they could sign a petition that says I'm willing to vote for Donald Trump if he commutes Ross Ulbricht's sentence. But I'll tell you this, I'll vote for Donald Trump if he commutes Ross Ulbricht's sentence. And I am willing to bet that there are other people that would do that, like a lot of them. It's like six figures, maybe. That's just a guess. So we've got six figures on the petition here. And six figures worth of voters for a guy who won by the hair of his chinny chin chin is not a bad thing.
And lost New Hampshire. And one of the things I was thinking about is New Hampshire is such a great place. I mean, Ross has so much support in New Hampshire because of you guys, because of, you know, the whole everything that's going on in New Hampshire. Trump needs New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
He lost New Hampshire. And, you know, the thing is, I mean, I would certainly campaign based on his criminal justice reform and other things he's done that, you know, we could do it. And Ross would. I mean, Ross would come out and campaign for him. I mean, I think that he could potentially win New Hampshire. It was very close. By signing his name to a piece of paper and commuting a sentence that is evil, draconian, and un-American. And so that's what I'm hoping I can get to him to have him understand. Because the Libertarian Party came out officially at their convention saying, calling for clemency for Ross.
Mm.
And just to clarify, we're not asking for a pardon. We're asking for a commutation, which basically means you're still a felon. You can't own a firearm and so forth.
You did your time. 6 years.
You're out.
Yeah.
You're out.
That's still 6 years too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, And it's easier sell. You know, a pardon means you're totally exonerated.
Right.
But this, we're not even saying that. We're just saying this, he's done enough.
Yep.
Yeah, more than enough. And he's not going to go out and do it again. I mean, he's not an idiot. And, you know, he could actually be contribute to society.
For sure.
So, you know.
Well, he already has, and I'm sure he would continue to contribute to society.
He's dying to. He's got all kinds of ideas. And
right now he's busy teaching people to read in prison, which, of course, is, you know, great, but it's all he can do.
Right.
He could do more elsewise. But
he's tweeting from prison.
He's writing letters.
Sending
and
tweets out.
He's then tweeting what he writes.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's a totally different thing. And I think, you know, look, I think that Trump does care about criminal justice reform. He's even talked about second chances and redemption in his State of the Union. He did commute Alice Johnson's sentence, and she was a drug dealer.
Really?
And I'm so glad he did. She had a life sentence, and she had served 22 years. She's a grandmother.
Oh, my God.
I think she's even a great-grandmother. And she was the person that Kim Kardashian went to bat for.
Uh-huh.
And in any case, I know he's against drugs, and look, we're not promoting drugs. It's just we're saying, come on, you know this. And I have a whole list of things. Actually, I'm going to offend you guys, but one of them I think is that he, you know, libertarians and blockchain Bitcoin people, he would gain votes from just those two demographics alone.
There's 140,000 people who signed this petition that say
right.
So.
Yes. Yes.
Lynn, can you hang on here? I got a call that would like to talk to you. Let's bring Ryan on the line. He's in Chattanooga listening to WGOW FM. Go ahead, Ryan. You're on with Lynn Ulbricht.
That's Vernon.
Sorry, Vernon. You're on with Lynn.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree. It was cruel and inhuman punishment, and Trump should commute his sentence. Personally, I would pardon him, but a commute would get him out, and I would gladly sign any physical petition to do that.
I don't think there's a physical petition, is there, Lynn?
It's online. It's online, but it's an actual petition, and Change.org has submitted petitions that have gotten people out or helped get people out. So you just go, Vernon, just go to FreeRoss.org, and there's a big red banner on that website.
Right there at the top.
FreeRoss.org. Click it, and you're right there at the petition, and you just do it online.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ryan, thank you for the
share.
Call tonight. I appreciate it.
Vernon,
I'm sorry. This still says Ryan in front of me. I didn't write it. Didn't change it. Thank you, Vernon, for the call, man. I appreciate that. Lynn, you want to stick with us? Continue for one more second?
Absolutely.
Lynn Ulbricht with us. You can go to freeross.org, sign the petition there, and share it, too, please, on your social media. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Whatever you want here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are there for you over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts of the show during, before, and after Free Talk Live over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
We're going back to Lynn Ulbrich. She's on the line with us from Arizona, having just visited her son, Ross, in federal prison down there. Now, Lynn, he's been in prison for 6 years for the dastardly so-called crime of running a website, 6 years of a two life plus 40-year sentence. How many times have they moved him? Because I remember you guys ended up selling a house down in Austin, which is where you had lived, to move up to New York because they were holding him in New York, but now it sounds like Arizona. How many times has he been shuffled around?
Yeah, and just to be clear, he just it's 5.5 years, but anyway, it'll be 6 in next year, just so not overstating anything. It's still plenty. Let's see. We moved to New York, and he was there for, we were there for 4 years. Mm-hmm. He was in prison there, and then, he was transferred to Florence, Colorado, where the Supermax is. Mm. He was not in the Supermax, thank God, but he was the one, he was in the step down from the Supermax, which is where the Bureau of Prisons puts its most violent gangs and dangerous criminals, short of the Supermax.
Bunch of nice guys.
Very dangerous place. Yeah, well, and actually there are some decent guys in there that, but there's a lot of very violent and crazy and, dangerous people. There was a murder or two. There were beatings regularly, stabbings. And, Ross was thrown in there not because he's violent or dangerous. His security score puts him in a camp. It's because of this life sentence that the judge gave him. And there's many people in there because of that, their life sentences, like a friend of his in there named Tony, who was just, he was arrested for selling marijuana 13 years ago and got life because of his third strike. And the prison is in Colorado. That's how insane our country
is. One of the legal states. Yeah.
Exactly.
But now they've moved him to Arizona?
Yeah, what happened was Ross refused to assault another inmate. It was one of these things where he was being pressured by some inmates who decided this guy needed to be beaten up and that Ross and this other guy had to do it. And Ross, he's like, no, I'm not going to beat up some guy. I don't do that, you know? And so that put him in danger. He was able to get into protective custody and they moved him to Tucson, which is a place that the Bureau of Prisons puts people who are basically targets in other prisons. And we're very happy about it because he's safe.
That's
safer. He's still behind bars. You never know what psycho guard you're going to meet next when you're in the custody of the state.
I live in a very strange world, so of course it's all relative.
Right.
You're right. But it's a lot safer.
Yeah, okay.
A lot safer.
Keep him in a communications management unit where, like, all of his mail is super scrutinized?
No. But it is scrutinized.
Sure.
But not the CMU.
Okay.
No. Which is, you know, that'd be really hard. He doesn't have email, though, like other inmates do.
Interesting.
And that makes it tough. Well, that's because it's an internet crime.
Right.
And even though violent gang leaders who have nationwide networks and can organize riots have email, Ross doesn't get to have email.
Right, because the people who determine whether or not somebody can get email or not in prison know nothing about computers.
That's right.
And so they think that somehow Ross Ulbricht, because he's a computer guy,
Hackett,
could just go in there and
magically take it all down, take down the system or something.
Throw up
a
firewall and all the employees are out and everybody's paychecks blocked up.
Swing the doors open from the cells, too.
All the cells go open. I mean, like, you know.
I've seen those movies.
Yeah, that's what would have to be, a movie.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's something that we haven't lost hope about, but it's a tough one to get. And it's so hard because everything's snail mail. And he's got such limited minutes. And that's one reason I plan to move here because, you know, he needs a lifeline to the outside world. Mm-hmm. And so I've basically, my husband and I moved up to New York, then to Colorado, and now Arizona.
Incredible.
But we have an internet business ourselves and we don't have little kids and, you know, we can do it. It's hard, but we can do it. Other people can't do that. And it's terrible what they do to families.
Yeah. They separate them in many cases as far as they possibly can. Somebody else we'd interviewed years ago, Mark Emery, the so-called Prince of Pot from Canada, had been extradited by the Canadian government down to the United States, where he then faced trial for selling seeds over the internet, marijuana seeds, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And
when it wasn't even illegal in Canada.
Right, it wasn't illegal in Canada what he was doing, but the Canadian government did the U.S. government a favor, and they rounded him up and sent him down there, and he ended up spending 5 years in prison down there. And, of course, they put him in a prison in, like, Georgia or Mississippi, which was about as far as you could possibly get from his home in Vancouver, where his wife was, so if she wanted to visit him, she had to get on a plane and go all the way down to the southeast of the United States. It's like they do that on purpose.
Mm.
It seems
it's tough. You can show up, and if they're on lockdown. That happened many times in Florence because of the violence. They lock it all down, and you show up from some other state, and state having saved for the trip, and sorry, out of luck.
Can't see your son.
Just can't do it.
Heartbreaking. Yep. It's terrible.
Yeah. I can say this. I mean, at this point, you guys are going for clemency, which means that Trump would change the sentence rather than giving a pardon.
Kind of like Obama did with Chelsea Clinton.
Right.
Or Clinton. Chelsea Manning.
Maybe one day. But the, you know, for me, I had an opportunity when I was in prison to either take it back on new evidence, get another trial, and try to, you know, get some level of exoneration or whatever might go on, or I could take the gift the Florida Supreme Court had given me and go to work release and just, you know, take it from there. I'd keep, you know, whatever status as a convicted felon, but I'd be out very soon. I decided, you know, to the bird in the hand was worth two in the bush, and that it was absolutely worth just getting out. Although it's not great being a convicted felon, it's a heck of a lot better than being an incarcerated felon.
That's right. That's right.
I've got a quick quick question based on the discussion that we've been having, and that is, to me, there seems to be a dichotomy between getting enough petition, get enough signatures on the petition to free Ross, and then also having it low key enough where it doesn't become a political football in the Trump administration. Meaning that if it's low key enough, he can grant Ross clemency, and it won't be made a political issue, but in order to get it on in front of him, you need a lot more than the signatures that you currently have. So
I don't know if Trump can. I mean, it's kind of like Mark said. I don't think he's going to lose his base over this. He could gain a lot of votes from people who, and actually Mark pointed this out, people who have given up on voting. And after the Ron Paul revolution have kind of lost, you know, their passion, it could be reignited. Potentially, he could actually gain a lot of votes. So I think, you know, I think it actually would be good if, you know, he did, you know, if it that happened. But I don't think he would lose his base. I don't think they're going to vote for a socialist because he commutes Ross's sentence.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Right. Well, Republicans are going to either stay home or vote for Trump. They're not going to run out and vote for whomever it is that comes out in the 2020, which is likely to be, you know, fire-breathing socialist.
But the timing is tricky, though, right? Like, you know, you want to get more signatures, but you also want to get it to Trump before, you know, a certain time frame. So how do you know when the time is to say, all right, well, we didn't make it to 500,000, but we made it to 250. Let's take this now and do this now versus let's keep waiting and hoping.
And then how do you get
it? If it were a year from now, I'd probably do it now at 140.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still a sizable, it's still pretty good.
Yeah, that's nothing to shake a stick at.
That's a lot of people.
Obama promised to answer any petition that got
100,000,
100,000, you know, whatever. Now, I mean, you know, signatures. Now, that doesn't mean that necessarily
Trump did not make the same promise.
He didn't make the same promise, and it doesn't mean that you'd get the right the answer that you want to get or anything like that.
Right.
But it's hit a threshold that has existed in language up to this point.
How did it go real fast, Lynn? We're almost out of time here, but how was your conversation with Ron Paul? You had a brief chat with him at
Very brief, very, very brief. You know, he was quite distracted. So, you know, it was fine, but and he's a very nice man, and I liked it that he called out about criminal justice reform in his talk.
Did he? Okay.
But, yeah, he did in his speech. But, you know, it was more like, it's hard to conference with, as you guys know. So it was fine, but not substantive.
Keep in touch, Lynn. Let us know how this thing develops. Listeners, please take a moment. Go to freeross.org. The banner for the petition is right there at the top of the page. You can't miss it. It's in red. Freeross.org. And if you're new to the Ross Ulbricht case, there's a great documentary linked there as well called Railroaded. That's Lynn Ulbricht. Thanks for the call tonight. We got more coming up here on Free Talk Live next.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.